Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. By the way, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes out especially for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our mail haulers out there hauling the mail from point A to B, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And don't forget our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too. We appreciate them very much. Got something from Amazon yesterday, so thanks very much to the driver that dropped it off. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler the same way. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer as we go out to California and discover what the professor of politics is up to. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yahoo! Yahoo, yahoo, yahoo! Well, it's cool. It's not cold. Thank you very much. You're going to go right back in. It's 49 degrees out right here at the airport tonight. We're still getting some cool nights. Not as cold as what they have been, but, of course, 49 degrees means you wear a coat.
Well, that's right. Well, we got 54 degrees here right now.
And, so only 5 degrees different.
Yeah, not too bad.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget those two words, under God. We emphasize them because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, got to talk about the Supreme Court. Yesterday, late in the afternoon, they stepped up to the plate and they continued indefinitely Title 42, knowing that there was going to be a huge mess down on the border. As a matter of fact, one report had over 20,000 people sitting just over the horizon in El Paso, ready to bum rush the border and just make things miserable.
Yes, and of course the southern states are, the border states are bracing for this, in some cases trying to come up with places to actually house the people that are going to come across the border as they try to process them, obviously. But that's because this whole idea of Title 42 going away, which is the wish of the Biden administration, but the Supreme Court, though, Captain, said at a 5-4 vote, saying that this is they're going to put that on suspension right now until they hear the whole case by these 19 states.
It's going to remain in effect for months, while the legal challenges get a chance to play themselves out. This is not going to be just a month or two or three, like I heard some people in D.C. and the other side saying. It's going to be, I bet, 6 months or maybe more.
Well, that's right. So it's going to be, it's going to take some time, and of course it's going to bring this all to be front and center. So we're going to be talking about this for quite some time.
Yep.
But of course, Captain, even our own Governor Newsom here in California has said that the ending of Title 42 would essentially, quote, break the state.
Sure.
Because of the resources that the state doesn't have. It's already at capacity trying to help or process or otherwise deal with people who have come across the border.
And you got to remember, every major Democrat-run city across the United States had declared states of emergency amid the illegal alien surge that was coming as Title 42 was coming to an end. And that was all tossed out there yesterday. Now, one of the things that was a big surprise was Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. He was a member of the court's 6-3 conservative majority. He issued a temporary administrative stay back on December 19th, maintaining Title 42 while the court considered whether to keep the policy in place for longer. Now, the policy had been to expire on December the 21st. Now, we did have one conservative justice, Neil Gorsuch, who joined with the court's 3 liberal members, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, in dissenting from Monday's order, leaving the Title 42 in effect. Now, I'm not really sure why Gorsuch stayed the course, but that's not a good sign for the future if you got one of your conservatives, supposedly, going over to the dark side when we all knew that Title 42 had to stay in effect.
Well, right. This is one of the things, especially with Supreme Court history. The court is not always monolithic, nor do judges, or justices rather, simply echo the politics under which they were appointed. So this is one of those instances. Yeah.
Guess what? I heard the music. You know what that means?
Yep.
Hold the fort. Hold the fort. All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got a little bit more to say about Title 42. And if you want to chime in, the number is 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and welcome back, everybody, to the Wednesday morning edition of The Captain's America, Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, and, of course, we appreciate the fact that you guys and gals are tuning in. If you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. In the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And now that it's cold, gotten colder, Relief Factor really, really comes in handy. Now, I've had to up my dosage because of the fact that due to the cold, everything that I broke or strained or ached or whatever hurts. My shoulder hurts. My wrist hurts. My leg and ankle hurts. My foot hurts. Oh, my God. Both feet, as a matter of fact. So I took an extra thing of Relief Factor, and it cut the pain. And it cut the inflammation I was starting to have in my other leg. And that's what it does. That's exactly what it does. So if you want to find out what I found out over 9 years ago when I started to take Relief Factor, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. For $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start, and you'll be well on your way to not having pain, suffering, swelling, inflammation that you don't need to have, because if you take Relief Factor, it's gone. 100% drug-free, too. Don't need to worry about that. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a try. See what happens, because Kyle Warren will tell you.
All you have to lose is pain.
There was that masked man. That masked man just came sailing through here. And Let's see. Did you steal Santa's sleigh?
Did I steal Santa's sleigh?
Yeah.
Well, nobody saw me do it. You can't prove anything.
Okay. All right. That's a good answer. All right. Yeah. Now, I want to finish off this Title 42 talk because there's just enough to say about this that people have to understand that Title 42 allows the border officials to deny people the right to seek asylum. And they've done so 2.5 million times since March of 2020. Now, there's another deal in here that was got talked about in the chat room yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or not. And that's the fact we have a COVID emergency that was kept in place, remember?
Right.
And because we had the COVID emergency, a healthcare emergency that was kept in place by the Biden administration, legally, they can't drop the Title 42 because it's all tied together. Now, it had been applied disappropriately to the countries from that Mexico had agreed to take back people from, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and most recently Venezuela, in addition to Mexico. And, of course, Joe Biden has been working very hard to expand illegal immigration and has undone some of the most restrictive Trump policies, which is not a good thing. So, Title 42 staying in place, it stops all that, nips it in the bud. He's frozen where he's frozen right now.
Well, that's right. And, of course, I think one of the big takeaways, Captain, is why would the Biden administration work so hard to get rid of Title 42 when obviously it would cause such a dramatic surge in illegal immigration as to overwhelm even his good friends in the big blue states. A lot of it just doesn't make any sense from a practical perspective, but from a political perspective, I suppose it makes perfect sense to them.
If you understand the Cloward-Piven strategy, it makes perfect sense.
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly. And they know that it's destabilizing, and they know that it actually is burdensome. So it's, you know, when you hear them talking about, you know, people coming to this country, Americans understand the idea of wanting to have a better life. Everybody gets that. But it is unfettered immigration, as if the border just simply doesn't exist. The American people, I think, on both sides of the aisle think that that's not a good policy.
Now, at midnight, my time, I walked outside the back of the studio, walked out into the parking lot, and the first thing I heard were jets taking off. Now, they were taking off and flying over me, so I got a chance to see who they were. We had four Southwest jets, one after the other, take off, get up in the air pretty quickly, which told me there was nobody on them. So they must have been flying them out to wherever they needed to be come the morning to start their routes again.
One would think. I mean, that makes some sense because as airports maybe begin to open up again, they got to get the aircraft and, of course, their crews into position where they can start trying to get some of this backlog.
Well, one of the airports that will open up today after being closed for many days is Buffalo and also along the lake, some other areas up there. So maybe the people up there will finally get a chance to fly out and go where they wanted to go, which was predominantly south.
Right, exactly right. And, of course, I think Southwest was one of the disproportionately
the big culprit.
Hit. That's right, in terms of canceled flights, thousands and thousands of flights. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot to clear.
And did you hear what Joe B. Biden had to say?
Yes, I did. He talked about, I think in a tweet, came out and said that the administration was working to ensure airlines are held accountable for the cancellations. So one wonders, when the weather is so bad that airports can't operate, is that the airline's fault or what? So it'd be interesting to see how this pans out.
Well, through yesterday, again, they had canceled several thousand flights, Southwest I'm talking about, along with other airlines, through yesterday. So this was another day of not being able to get on a plane and go somewhere. But I think it's because the planes weren't where they were supposed to be. So I really believe what I saw last night, because these planes acted like they were empty. They got up in the air quickly, they pulled away, and they turned over into the Gulf and headed out towards the Gulf of Mexico, which told me they were going either to the north, which is the way they go when they go north, or they were going west.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Captain, because as we're coming out, still coming out of the pandemic sort of situation in terms of where we were with travel and things like that, I'm sure that all the airlines are being affected somehow in terms of logistics,
sure,
and having people that actually are there working for the airlines, let alone flight crews. So it's a lot of people traveling all of a sudden, you know, by comparison again.
Oh, and I made a mistake yesterday, and I want to apologize for it. I was going on information that was given to me by a listener stating about all the planes that were sitting down in Sarasota that were not near the airport. They were parked out on the tarmac. And they said, well, that's amazing because Southwest doesn't even fly into here. Well, come to find out, Southwest does fly into there, but they don't have as many flights as there were planes sitting on the tarmac, which was what was confusing.
Yeah, so do you think that they were bringing the planes to a safe harbor
right
at that time?
That's exactly what they were doing. Yep, exactly. And then giving the crew time off, because I'm sure that they'd work right up to their max, and then they were going to take off and away they went again. So that may also be some of what we saw last night with the planes all going out for them at the same time. And like I say, they appeared to be empty because of how quick they got up in the air, pulled up, and then got away and turned off and went out over the Gulf.
Well, I can imagine. That's right. Well, hopefully going to get a lot of people who are going to get where they need to be at this point.
I hope so. Now, for the sake of the people. Now, Whoopi Goldberg is in big trouble again for the second time, maybe the third time. The head of the Anti-Defamation League on Tuesday criticized the View star, Whoopi Goldberg, for her latest comments about the Holocaust. Now, she came out late yesterday and once again apologized, but I don't think that's good enough.
Well,
but she's done it now, going on three times.
Yeah, well, just leave it well enough alone. I mean, honestly, it's because everything in our national conversation about anything these days is now based solely almost on race, or it is a major component. And so to come out and start trying to talk about 1930s Germany and the Holocaust in relation to what's happening today is probably just better left undone. With that being said, of course there was racial motivations. Remember, Hitler was trying to create the master race.
Yep.
I mean, it's right there in his entire program, for goodness sake. And, of course, I think just Whoopi, you know, as much as everybody likes Whoopi, I think she just should have left well enough alone with this.
And it's going to be bad enough because for the next couple of years under Joe Biden, we're going to have a rocky road to go, a difficult road, certainly, in store for the U.S.-Israeli relations, because we know there's no love lost between Biden and Bibi Netanyahu. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Coming right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America, a third watch. Don't go nowhere, no how. Kathy's going to take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Federal officials are looking into the mass cancellation of Southwest Airlines flights. On Twitter, on Twitter, the Department of Transportation said it's trying to determine if Southwest is complying with its customer service plan as well as all other pertinent DOT rules. President Biden also weighed in, urging Americans affected by cancellations to visit the agency's website to see if they're entitled to compensation. This comes as thousands were stranded at airports around the country in recent days. According to FlightAware, nearly 90% of Tuesday's cancellations belong to Southwest. One of the men who conspired to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is being sentenced to 16 years in prison. Adam Fox was convicted in August in a 2020 plot to abduct the Democratic governor over her COVID-19 restrictions. A judge opted against the prosecution's bid to put Fox behind bars for life. U.S. District Judge Robert Junker said a life sentence wasn't needed to get the point across. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I most certainly will. Thanks, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle in a minute. I need to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, namely Mike Lindell and company. And MyPillow.com thanks you for another great year. And, of course, the year's not over yet. You still got some time to make up for some of those gifts that maybe somebody didn't want. And, oh, by the way, remember, there's nothing that somebody really doesn't want at MyPillow, because when you start out with the pillows and you get into the blankets and the comforters and those snuggies that you can wear, you know, the old things that you just kind of crawl into like a sleeping bag and all that stuff is over there. It's cold out. What better way to stay warm than a Snuggie? Aha! I know, I've got one. Now, oh, that's funny. Okay, now, go to MyPillow.com, and when you get there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that link, go in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Start shopping till you drop. All kinds of specials in there. Things marked down to 80% below their list price right now. That are going to be that way till the end of the year, so you can take advantage of that. And don't forget, their guarantee, their warranty, 60 days, so you don't need to worry about anything. You can try it out, and if you don't like it or it's not doing what you thought it was going to do, 45 days, 50 days, 59 days later, send it back. No questions asked. Send it back. So,
MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them and talk to somebody, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Shop till you drop. And we got to check with Kyle because Mrs. Professor was going to get something special for him. And I know what it was. So, okay, Kyle, did Mrs. Professor come through?
She sure did. Sure did. And that's right. And so I'm going to be the proud owner of new MyPillow slippers.
Yay!
Like I've always wanted. And absolutely.
You're getting the new ones.
Actually, I'm getting the ones that they're not the moccasin ones. They're the other ones. I think they're the original slippers, but I like those very much.
Well, that's okay, because they had a hell of a deal on them.
They sure did.
Yeah.
And she used the promo code CAPTAIN. It was so easy to order. We found this out, too, that evidently when you order, you can also use your Amazon account as well. And so that's a real plus.
Yes, absolutely. And it gets shipped to you quicker.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So it was a good Christmas. And all the other MyPillow products that we have, it'll just add to it.
Now, Carrie Lake is not done yet. She may have been beaten the first go around with the Arizona Supreme Court. She's going to take her case to a federal court and see what happens there. I don't know that it's going to work, but, you know, no harm, no foul, right?
Well, I mean, this is how our legal system works. If you continue with your case and the case has any merit and it goes on appeal or it gets bumped up to the next level, then that's every American's right to do that. Whether or not the case is going to have foundation enough to cause something extraordinary to happen, I think that's another question. Although I do think too, Captain, I've heard talk about Carrie Lake. She may be able to mount a successful Senate campaign at some point. So it'll be interesting to see if she would switch gears.
Well, either that, or a lot of people are talking about her as a possible vice presidential candidate with Trump if Trump gets in.
Perhaps so. We're still quite a ways away from that. Right now, Trump is really the only Republican running at this point. So it still remains to be seen how all that would pan out.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see on that one for sure. Now, Russia has given the Ukraine an ultimatum. Ukraine must meet Moscow's demands, or the Russian army will do what they're there to do.
Well, that's very, I think that's very telling, don't you think, Captain? I think it really shows that, again, Putin is not, this is the kind of thing that you say in desperation. Because otherwise, why? And I hate to say this because I'm not trying to sound flip, but why else? Why wouldn't the Russian army do what it's supposed to do, quote unquote, by this point anyway? If it could do it, other than going to some other extreme weapons of mass destruction, that kind of thing, that would be a good question.
Well, what this is all about is the fact that Russia wants to keep the property. The land that they've already taken, I believe it's 28% of the Ukraine. I believe that's the number. They want to keep that land. They don't want any discussion about it at all. That's their territory, and they start over, and they leave Ukraine alone with what they've got left. So Ukraine is going, nope, not going to do that, and that's what the holdup apparently is.
And I don't think that the world either would want to simply cede that territory to Russia because it sets a horrendous precedent, for one thing. It validates Vladimir Putin. It allows him to go back to his people and say, look, we won, we won. In fact, he even sort of let it slip the other day, Captain, that it's actually a war and not just a special military operation of some sort.
Well, of course it's a war. When you start shooting at people and bombing them and lobbying missiles into apartment buildings, so of course it's a war.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But to validate him in that way, or to, it simply means that the next go around, because here's also the thing too. China's watching this very closely, and if we acquiesce, we as the world, acquiesce to Vladimir Putin so easily, guess what? China's gonna take over Taiwan and say, eh, we have it, so what are you gonna do about it now? It sets an alarming precedent for moving forward with history.
Now, a whole bunch of woke name changes, and you would know about this, a whole bunch of woke name changes are beginning to invade academia, science, and our dictionaries.
Well, certainly the whole woke notion is making its way through the society.
And the school systems.
Yeah, literally at warp speed. This is becoming, it's pervasive. It's pervasive. And what happens is that when you start to control the language, you can say this word, but you can't say that word, or you must say this word. Now, obviously, you know, people don't want to say things that are out and out offensive to somebody, to their face, or this kind of thing. It's always bad form. But the control of the language is inherently important to those who literally want to remake the society in the sense that they can control it more. So it's not about happiness or freedom or respect or any of this kind of these notions that they will tell you about. It's really about how we are going to make sure that we can ostracize you if you use the wrong terminology, or punish you in some other way if you don't talk the way we tell you to talk.
Wow. Wow.
Well, something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Okay, I got you. Now, Joe Biden has gone on vacation again in the midst of all the nonsense that's going on. And guess where he went this time?
Where's that?
The Caribbean.
Joe Biden in the Caribbean. That's right. Well, I guess, you know, if you can go there, you can go there. But it does kind of, you know, there is a lot going on. There's a war on, and there's all these other things that are happening. Americans are suffering, by the way, Captain, under this inflation. And you can say, oh, well, you know, the sales were this or that. But people really are struggling, and they're wondering how things are going to look in January. And can you imagine if Donald Trump took off to the Caribbean with inflation at some 8 or more percent? I mean, how he would just simply be vilified in the media again that day?
Well, there's been a rumored sighting down there in the Caribbean. Let's see if I can zero in on this. Okay, we're zeroing in now on this. Let's see if we can find it. Coming right up.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Oh, there they are on the beach. There they are on the beach. I think I see Camelot. Or is that AR? Or is it both of them? Hey, they're not very far away from Joey's on the other beach. Oh, boy, look at that. How about that? You like that? All right, hold that thought. We'll get you laughing on the other side of the break because we're coming up with a Trucker's Highway and Byway report. Got more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back taking a look at the highways.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
what year was that song recorded?
And that's the original.
Yeah, that's Rare Earth, I think.
Yep, it is.
Get Ready, and that's, I think, 1969.
Well, this, yep, you're right, and this was a performance from 1970, right after it came out in December of 1969. And I'll tell you what, it never gets old. Never gets old.
No, it's one of those songs, one of those progressions, one of those everything, just the vibe of the whole thing is great.
The great era, one of the greatest eras in American history.
Yep.
And you talk about looking at a bunch of hippies and a bunch of dippies. Yep, there they were. I think I saw Bill Clinton. Maybe even Hillary. Oh, boy. All right, well, you know, a series of Pacific storm systems, once again, are going to affect the western U.S. with heavy rain, mountain snow, strong winds into the weekend. Meanwhile, much warmer temperatures are expected throughout the week for the eastern half of the country. Thank God. A developing storm across the center and southern portions of the nation will bring increasing threats of rain and some flooding concerns as the system tracks to the east and melts the snow that's up there in the middle part of the country, and everything goes downriver, so to speak.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, Captain. And speaking of rivers, we once again have that atmospheric river bringing a lot of moisture into California.
It's getting old, child. It's getting old.
That's right. Well, 24 hours ago, Captain, we were looking at all that moisture coming in up near, of course, Seattle. We still got rain and snow to tell you about up there. But overall, throughout the entire Pacific Northwest, 24 hours ago, in most of Northern California, we had all that rain and snow coming through. Right now, the story is going to be the rain coming into the Southern California area, pushing through. It's been pushing through most of the day. I can tell you, I'm here in Southern California. It's been raining. But also, that moisture is all the way over into Arizona, also over into parts of western Colorado, where it does turn into snow, especially if you're on I-70 out near Glenwood Springs, Parachute, Grand Junction, on your way over to Utah. Definitely have snow coming across the road right now. It continues on down towards the border there with New Mexico, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. But if you're in, say, if you're just a little bit north of Phoenix, if you're up near Flagstaff as well, you've got rain and sleet and snow in that area. You've got rain in Kingman, Arizona, and you've got rain, as I said, into Southern California. And as we're watching, of course, we're looking to see more storms come in over the next few days, especially over the weekend. Right now, though, if you're traveling near Salt Lake City, you've definitely got rain and snow in that area, heading up towards Ogden and Logan as well, a little bit up into southern Idaho there. As we mentioned, Seattle has rain and snow in that vicinity out near Walla Walla, also near Spokane if you're going out I-90. And of course, right now up on 4th of July Pass, Captain, it looks like it's very cold, 32 degrees, and slushy on the surface there, so wouldn't be surprised if we were getting perhaps some snow showers there as well. Snoqualmie Pass, also, it's snowing right now and chains are required, so truckers, you got to be ready for that. Then also, it looks up on Cabbage right now, looks like they've got 39 degrees, but it's bare pavement and overcast, so that's a little bit of a reprieve. More next hour. Be careful out there.
All right. Let's take a look at North Dakota. You've got winter driving conditions right now. The northern part of North Dakota, the Canadian border, all the way across to the northwestern corner of Minnesota. The roads are not in great shape. A lot of snow on the road. Some blowing and drifting with the winds going on right now. Moving on down to our next area of concern, northeastern corner of South Dakota along I-29, a winter driving through there as well. Coming on down into, let's see, that would be Kansas, southeastern corner of Kansas, southwestern corner of Missouri, northeastern corner and eastern part of Oklahoma, and the northwestern corner of Arkansas, winter driving conditions there. There is some snow still in some areas on the roads because they don't do a really great job of getting rid of it. So this rain that's starting to develop is going to melt that, and there could be some flooding you might want to pay attention to. Moving over into Texas, south of Amarillo, down towards Lubbock over to Plainview. You've got some weather there, some rain, some wind that will develop as the day goes across. Coming over into the western part of Tennessee, just east of Memphis, you've got a swath of rain all the way straight down into the northwestern corner of Mississippi. And it's about, it's from the Kentucky border through Tennessee, bound about 100 miles into Mississippi. And that is going to be moving as the day progresses to the east. So that's part of the rain you'll be seeing along I-40 and along I-20, more than likely. Now, it is still cold in southern Georgia and northern Florida. Jacksonville over to I-75, I-10, Lake City, over in that area, still cold, colder than it is here. It's 49 where I'm at in Tampa. Up there, we're still in the 30s. And Valdosta, you still got some cool temperatures. This may be the last night of it. Over towards Brunswick and up to Tifton, Georgia, on I-75. Taking a look at the northern peninsula, upper peninsula of Michigan, you do have some very cold temperatures up in there. Got some snow flurries up there. Of course, it still wants to snow up there along the lake and along the lakes. You may have a little bit of lingering flurries in the lake effect areas up there around Watertown and between Toledo and Cleveland. Might have some snow today. Nothing all that drastic, though. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, which has been the refuge for many people for the last couple of days.
Well, that's right, and that's because the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are all about truckers and all about travelers, and they want to make sure that when you pull in, you have an oasis out there on the road, and an oasis is never better, of course, when it's super cold outside, and you can drive on in to your metaphorical, of course, oasis there out on the road, because they're going to have something that's going to warm you up, number one. You're going to get a great hot cup of coffee. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, we think. You'll agree. Get something hot to eat. Also, you can get your supplies, get your fuel, and be sure to join the Rewards Club. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You'll get great offers. You'll save money, and you'll earn points. Start doing that today. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
Well, I got a message from the folks up in Jackson, Georgia, south of Atlanta, from the Flying J up there. They ran out of hot chocolate.
Wow.
It was so cold. It was so cold, they ran out of hot chocolate. All right, hold that thought. But they're going to get more, folks, so don't fear. All right, we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. Coming back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.